Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Pei Zayin, starting a new perek, the eighth perek. Here in Maseches Pesachim, the last perek that's about Pesach Rishon. Then we get to the ninth perek, which is Pesach Sheni, and the final perek of Arei Pesachim, which is all about the Seder and Kiddush and Avdala and all related issues. So it says the Mishnah. Aisha, bizman shehiba beis baila, shachet aleha baila, v'shachet aleha via, tochal mishal baila. If somebody shechts their own current Pesach, there's no problem. We know which current Pesach they are part of. If somebody appoints themselves and become nimnet to one group, so also there's no question. The Mishnah deals with cases where it's not so clear. You have a person who might be part of one group, who might be part of another group. That's the question. So if you have a woman here, a woman we know is taken care of by her husband, as it says in the Ksuba, and is also taken care of by her father sometimes, especially at the beginning of a marriage. So a woman, when she's in her husband's house, meaning when a woman is married, and her husband and her father both have her in mind, so tochal mishel baila, she eats, we assume, the current Pesach that was shechted for her, that appointed for her by her husband, that's the one that she gets to. Why, says the top Rashi, de mistama daita limanos al shel baila, because mistama, that's her das, calls manchelo pirsha. Unless she specifically explicates at the times of the Shechita, I want to be with my fathers. No, she doesn't say that. We assume that a married woman wants to be with her husband. She died to Mishela, as long as she didn't explicate that she wants to be with her husband. The Tosfos Rid also explicates this. You know, we haven't quoted so many Tosfos Rids on this Masechta, so it's about time. Says the Tosfos Rid, Pirish Stama de Milsa Bishal Baila Nichaluhu, Hilgach Eina Rasha Is Le'echol Mishal Aviyah. We don't allow her. If she all of a sudden decides, you know, I miss my father, I want to eat with my father, we don't allow her. Ella Im Michta Bishal Shechita. Unless she protested at the time of the Shechita, V'yamr La'baila, she said to her husband, I don't want to eat this one, I don't like this one that you chose. But if she wasn't mocha, she didn't protest until later on, kfar nimnes mistama b'shal baila, and she's not allowed to be mistalik herself afterwards. Okay, so that's the first halacha, that if a woman does not say a word, then we assume she is with her husband. Right, and that's basically a puzzle in Chumash. That next week's parsha, v'davak b'ishto v'hayil abazar echad. Right, alkein, start from the beginning of the pasuk. Alkein yazov ishas aveves imo, v'davak b'ishto v'hayil abazar echad. So halakhically and ashkafically, the woman leaves her husband's rishus, father's rishus, and goes into her husband's rishus. For some halachos, there is a interim period. For example, Ataras Adarim, there's a time when she's only the father, and then in the middle, she's with her father and her husband, for a little bit of time when she is a Arison, but then afterwards she is totally in the husband's rishus. So again, the halacha reflects the mindset that a woman is in. She's only with her husband. Halcha regal rishon la'asos bebeis aviha. What happens if the first yontif after she was married, she goes to her father's house? Right, she wants to go. She's going to go to the back. So shach, and let's say that's Pesach. So now you don't know. She's newly married, but she's going to her parents. So which Karban Pesach, you know, they wouldn't be going to her parents. They're all in Yerushalayim. No, she's going to the parents' apartment that she rented, not where her new in-laws are. So the question is, which Karban Pesach? Shachar aleha viha, the shachar aleha baila. So then, tochal makam she wrote that. Then she has a choice to eat, whichever. Oh, we'll see exactly where the Gemara is going to be. Explain this a little more to teach us where there really is a suffix, but there is more flexibility because mistam, again, this is all about umdana. It's all about what is in her mind. Period. Yasom sheshachtu alav aputrapsin. If you have a yasom, you have an orphan. That the aputrapis. So we know the guardians that take care of the aputrapis guard shechted for them, and there's more than one. Yochal b'makom shehu rotza. Again, there is the choice. We've spoken in the past about the lumdis of aputrapis. How much is a stand-in? Halachic, is an aputrapis like a shliach? Is it more than a shliach? How could you have more than one then? So, Betzer, we'll talk about this another time. But that is the, is it more of a messenger or an agent? That's the sugi of aputrapis. But either way, if you have more than one aputrapis, more than one agent, that the child could choose which one he wants to be part of. Can they decide afterwards? We'll have to see in the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Eved shel shnei shutfin. If you have an Eved of two partners jointly own an Eved, lo yachal mishel shneihem, then the Eved cannot eat from either of them. Why? Because each one of them, istama, did not have in mind the part of the Eved that did not belong to them. But then Rashi adds, even if they appointed, he wants to be nimna with one of them. The afilu Rashi says, himneu ha-echad al-pischo. What if one of them has the Eved totally in mind? Mi natan reshus l'chalek, acheli manos al-zeh, v'yelonu takana, el-imked rasu shneim sh'yimneim ha-echad. And the only takana is if they both get together and choose that they should be part of one of them. That's the only way that an Eved can join, if it's one of them, and they both have in mind. They both get together and say, you know, you take the Eved on your Korban Pesach. Last line, Mishachesya Eved v'chesya ben chorin, and if you have an Eved half and half, meaning how do you get a half and half? So we know an Eved that's owned by two, and then one of them frees them. So he's half Eved, half ben chorin. Lo yochal mishal rabo. He cannot eat from his master's Korban Pesach at all, because again, here you run into the problems of, you know, being motzi the tzad chirish shabo with the tzad avda shabo, which doesn't only cause problems here. As we know, there are other areas of halacha which cause problems. One in Yonah Dioma, a few weeks ago, shofar. Shofar is a big problem for a chasi eved chasi ben chorin. As we know, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, even an eved himself, like that blows, he can't, you know, he's stuck because it's tzad avda shabo, can't be motzi it's tzad chirish shabo, and vice versa. So for Rosh Hashanah purposes, he has a problem. If you remember, the Mishnah in Maseches Gittin says, not only that, every day of his life he has a problem. Why? The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, in Gittin Mem Aleph, that this is an untenable situation. And we would force the master of the Tzad Eved to free. Why? Why is it so untenable? Right? Says the Mishnah in Gittin Mem Aleph, Vishachesu Eved Chesu Ben Chorin. Ovid es Rabo Yom Echad Ves Atzbo Yom Echad. Divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel originally says, no problem. Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, he'll work for one person. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he'll be free. So what's the difference? Or if he's, what's the problem? Beis Shammai Yomer, Beis Shammai says, no, you're stuck. Tikantim es Rabo. That works for the master. He'll have an Eved three times a week. But Ves Atzmo Lo Tikantim. But what's he going to do himself? He's stuck. Why? What's the problem? As follows. Who is he supposed to marry? Lisa Shivcha Yefshar, he can't marry a Shivcha Kananis, Shekvar Chetzi Ben Chorin. We know there's a special heter that an Eved Ivri, Eved Ivri is a full Jew. He's chayv in all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs. Eved Kanani is only chayv in mitzvahs like an Isha. But an Eved Ivri is a full Jew. So if an Eved Ivri is half free, Chetzi Ben Chetzi Ben Chorin, who is he supposed to marry? He can't marry a Shivcha Kananis because he's half free, Shekvar Chetzi Ben Chorin. Bas Chorin Yefshar, Shekvar Chetzi Eved. He can't marry a Bas Chorin because he's still half Eved. Yibatel, okay, he won't marry anybody. For the next 7 years, he won't marry anybody. That doesn't work. Lo nivra ha'olam erlo l'piriyah v'rivya. Puravu was the first mitzvah in the Torah. The world was created for Puravu. Shenemar lo sohu bara lo sheves yisara. The Pasuk says in Yeshayo that the world was not created to be desolate. So therefore, Beis Shammai says, we force the master to free him. We force the master. In the last line of the Mishnah, Beis Hillel was moda. Beis Hillel was moda, v'chazru Beis Hillel, so you see there too, not only here for in terms of Korban Pesach and in terms of shofar, but in terms of Puravu, you have a problem. We've noted many times in the past, I haven't said it recently, so I'll mention it again. The very strange Tosfos question. Why does the Mishnah quote the Pasuk in Yeshayo? October on the 7th Yitzara. The world was created for Puravu, Shenamar Puravu. Why does it quote the Pasuk from Loso, the Pasuk in Yeshayo, the mitzvah Drabanan to populate the world, even after a boy and a girl? Just quote the Pasuk Puravu, the main Pasuk. Well, we're talking about somebody who already had a boy and a girl before he became an Eved. And therefore he was Yotze? Maybe. Tosfos doesn't give that answer. Maybe that's the case. No, talking about Bizman HaZeh. After. Before Matan Torah, there was no neither mitzvah. And now there's both mitzvahs.
The Puravu is
Puravu was before, but it was repeated, we know. It was Nishnei said Harsina. It's a mitzvah on Panishavas, Puravu. It was said then. So Tosfos says that a line that we need Rabbi Yosef Engel to explain. Remember, Tosfos says, we wouldn't have forced the master to free for the mitzvah of Puravu. We would have only forced the master to free for Lo Soba Raha. Why is that? So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, it's connected to my Chakira. And that is, Rabbi Yosef Engel asks in Lech HaTov, when is it that if I don't fulfill a mitzvah because I'm Ba'ones, When is it that I get credit for it anyway? Hashem says I understand, and you know it's okay. So if I'm driving, if I don't have enough money to buy a lulav and esrog, right, in Yonah Dioma. So Hashem, well, does Hashem say, oh, it's as if you did it? I know you're an onesh, you don't have any money. It's as if you did it. Or not. Or I say, no. Hashem says, we understand that you don't have an you can't do it. You have an excuse. But I can't say as if you did it. So Rav Yosef Engel is mechalik between maisa-oriented mitzvahs and result-oriented mitzvahs. We sometimes call it ben adam lamakom and ben adam lachavero. Result-oriented mitzvahs, like ben adam lachavero, I'm on the way to visit somebody in the hospital. I never get there because the car breaks down. So Hashem's not going to give me the credit for doing it. I did not achieve the result of visiting the sick person. But I'm not blamed for it, but you can't say it as if you did it, because that's result-oriented. You have to get the result. Masha'enkein, if it's maisa-oriented, the focus is on the action, like most ben adam lamakoms, so then Hashem could say, you know what, you didn't daven today because you were busy in the hospital with somebody. It's as if you did it. Right? Whatever the ben adam lamakom, the luv and esrog, it's as if you did it. Suggests Rabbi Yosef Engel, that's the difference between puravu and loso bara. Puravu, unusually, puravu is a maisa-oriented mitzvah. Do the maisa, produce the children. But it's focused on the maisa. So if you couldn't do it because you're stuck, you're in a situation which doesn't allow you to get married, Hashem would say, oh, I'll give you the credit as if you did it. We wouldn't. That's not strong enough to force the master to have to free his avid. Lo so bara is about populating the world. Well, maisa, if I don't populate the world, so then I didn't do the mitzvah. It's result-oriented. It's not exactly by Nadal Malka or Nadal Chavero, but he uses that too, that distinction, and therefore, that's why the Mishnah quotes, Lo sohu bara lo shavis yitzara. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Again, we have the problems with Karban Pesach and Shofar, Puravu, and now we continue. We continue a little more. Says, Gemara says, Shema Mina, Yesh Breira, says the Gemara, what do you see from the Mishnah, the fact that the woman could decide, when is she deciding which Karban Pesach to take part in, her husband's or her father's? When is she deciding? The Pashtus is, says the Gemara, that she did not decide when by the Shechita. At the time of the, right, it's at night, the Seder night, that's what she's going to decide. So at the earlier moment, she had no idea, she herself had no idea, which Karban Pesach she was going to take part in, and that's good enough. We know you have to be Nimne, ready B'Shah Shechita. It must be getting into the huge sugya of Yesh Breira. Yesh Breira, we are allowed to take a future result and see the roots of it already in the past event. The sugya of Breira. So even though it did not become clear, it wasn't Mivurar, until later, we are allowed to see the roots of that earlier. So once she decides at the time of the eating, we're allowed to put that back and say she already decided at the time of the Shechita, which is a big topic. Is this Mishnah taking a stand on that sugya? The Marshal in Maseches Gittin says, Breira is one of the hardest sugyas in Shas. Rechavim min hayam, right, he quotes the pasuk in Eov. But anyway, Yesh Breira, so you see from this Gemara, right, Rashi says, Kasal kedaitach mimakom shi rotze b'shas achila kamar, right, she decides later. Is that really true? The Gemara says, no, my rotze b'shas shechita, it could be that she already decided at the time of the shechita. We'd rather not have a Mishnah that says explicitly, Yesh or Ein, because there are machlokos. Tanoim, Amoroim, Rishonim, Lamaisa, we pass in Ein Breira by Doraises, and Yesh Breira by Durabanans. Lamaisa. But either way, there are so many arguments about it, and other Shitas in the Rishonim, we'd rather have a Mishnah, not have a Mishnah, that explicitly takes one opinion. So the Minui here is, at the time of the Shechita, they all got together.
So they all got together.
Right, or at least she had in mind. Or at least she had in mind, and maybe she didn't tell anybody, but she had in mind, Peshas, Shechita, which one she's going to. She already decided at that point which one she's going to take part in.
Yeah, but the one who's doing the Shechita up in Harabayis doesn't have to...
The one and the doing the Shechita in Harabayis knows for this family. You know, they'd be so specific for each person in mind. For Lechora, the Kohanim, they're each doing tons of Shechitas, or even if the Yisrael does it, what we had earlier, the Mishnah Samach Dalet, Samach Gimel, what around there, that the Yisrael could do it. But it doesn't have to have every single person in mind. He has the group in mind, Lechora. Says the Gemara... So the first case is we just explained the first case. She knew already. So the second case we didn't get to yet, Halcha Regel Rishon. We didn't get there yet. The Gemara is going to talk about it. The first mission is where she knew about it. First case where she knew about it, and that's why she knew and she decided already the husband, and that's why she goes to the husband. V'raminu, one second, we learned in a brisa, isha regel harishon ochelat mishalavia. Automatically, the first yantif, she eats from the husband, for the father. Mikan ve'elach rotze ochelat mishalavia, rotze mishalbaila. Stira says here that the first yantif automatically, she eats from the father. And afterwards, right, our Mishnah said only if she's holch, if she went to the father. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, kan beredufa lelech, kan b'she'en redufa. No, it depends if she's been going there ever since she got married. She's always going there, and she's a father's daughter. And she's always tamid going to the back to the father's house because she loves it there and she's used to it. So if she's used to it there and she's always going back, then mistamid. This isn't a halachic issue; it's an umdana issue. We assume that if she's always been going there, then she has her father's house in mind, and if not, then she could stay with her husband. Tichsiv, as a pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Oz hayisi be'enav kumotzei shalom. I am like in his eyes, like someone who has found peace. Kumotzei shalom. Rashi says nischabavti alav nimseisi shlema lo. I love it. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan kikala shenimsei shlema beveis chameha v'redufa leil ragad shivcha beveis avia. Or she loves her husband's house so much that she constantly wants to go back and tell her father, my husband's the best. My husband's amazing. He's awesome. You have to listen. So that's what it means. Kumotzei shalom. She found shalom and she wants to share it with somebody. Period. Right on the side, it takes out the next kiddush siv. It's a new pasuk siv because we're going to darshan some of the psukim relating to the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Again, according in the past, the hakdama of the Truma Sakri, right, the brother of the Ksos, in his commentary on the Ksos, so he quotes there and related to this. He says, if somebody would come down from Shemayim, a malach would come down from Shemayim and say, I'm going to show you all the heavens. And I'm going to show you everything up in the heavens. The Gan Eden. I'm going to show you everything with one condition. You can't tell anybody what you saw. When you come back, you're not allowed to share it with anybody. Nobody. That's my deal. Said the Truma Sakri, most of us would say, okay, forget it. I'd rather not go up. Because part of who we are is having to share it, to tell somebody. When you're overflowing with love for somebody and feeling, we have to share it, like the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Teshuvah. Right? Avas Hashem should be at the level where we can't stop. We overflow with telling people about it, how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's true Ava. So here too, right? She loves her husband so much, she has to share it and go back to her father's house and constantly let them know how great her husband is. Okay, Ksiv. Says the pasuk in Hosea, v'haya bayomahu. We're talking about different levels of husbands and relationships. So we have this pasuk where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kaviyacha, what's he going to be with us? V'haya bayomahu no mashem, tikri ishi v'lo tikri li od ba'ali. We will be called ishi, which is a more intense form of husband and wife relationship, and not just ba'ali. Amar of Yochanan, like a kala in her in-law's house, meaning in her husband's house when she is a nesua, and not a kala bebeis, not a kala bebeis avia, right? Well, one and not the other. If you look in the Iyun Yaakov here, from the Shvus Yaakov, the Iyun Yaakov's commentary, what does it mean, like a kala in the husband's and not in the father's? Nira li, hapirish, lefi, why is this a mashal for Am Yisrael? Hashem says, I can't wait till the day that you are purely with me. Right, with nobody else. Lefisha Yisrael ba'olam azeh him kfufim l'shnei adonim. We have two masters, so to speak. Like the Gemara says in Brachos, oili miyitzri, oili miyotzri. My Yetzahara and my Yotzer Hashem. I'm being pulled by the Yetzahara, and I'm being pulled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'domin la'arusa bebeis avia. And we're like an arusa. We're pulled by Hashem, obviously, hopefully stronger. But we're also pulled by a Yetzirah, going the other way. Shekai Malan, an arusa we hold, Aviyo Baila, Befira Nedareha. They're in both Rishuyos. Nedareh Sheish Aleh Rishuz Baila Aviyah. Masha'ein Kein La'asid Lavo, Hashem will remove the Yetzahara, Sheyatzer Hashem Leiv Ha'even, Shua Yetzahara Mikirbenu, V'lo Yeh Rak Rishuz Hashem Echad. Oz Tikri Akala Bebeis Chameh Hashein Aleh Rak Rishuz Baila. So this is where we have Yitzri and Yotzri, but we daven for the day, and Hashem promises there'll be a day when we will be fully, we won't be an Arusa anymore, we will be a Nesua. whenever this comes up. Also, always good to mention Rav Soloveitchik's Hesped, Rav's Hesped that he gave for his uncle, the Brisker Rav, where he talks about, as we had earlier, Torah Tzivalana Moshe Morasha Ki Ilas Yaakov, Al Tikrei Morasha Ela Me'orasa, that every Jew has Erisin to the Torah. Every Jew is married to the Torah. The Gemara even says in Sanhedrin, on Daf Nun Tes, that that is the source for the Isser of a non-Jew learning Torah. Non-Jews are allowed to learn Torah because it's ours. Torah Morasha, Morasha Erisin to the Jews. So it's like Eishas Ish. They try to learn Torah. But that's the Pasuk. Says Rav Soloveitchik, there are some Yechidei Skula, though, in the every generation that not only have Eris into the Torah, but they even have Nisu into the Torah. They have the deeper stage of Nisuin. What's the difference between Erisin and Nisuin in this context? So he explains, Erisin is a legal relationship. It's not personal yet, they don't live together yet. It's Erisin, a kinyan was done, Aisha nicknames Bishalosh Drachim, and that's it. Nisuin is a much more personal, much deeper, and the ultimate level of Nisuin is where each spouse starts thinking of the other spouse even before the other spouse says what they're interested in. Where the husband will get a drink for the wife even if the wife doesn't ask for it. Which, you know, happens over time. There's always a need for communication. But over time, I know if my wife's going to be cold, going to be hot, what she's going to be interested in. I could order for her, whatever it is. Because you know exactly, that's Nisuin, where they're living one life. Like Rav Aryeh Levine's story, they go to the doctor, and he says, our leg is hurting. Right? That's the level of Nisuin. And that's Yechidei Skula. In every generation, reach this level of Nisuin where they already have what he called a halachic intuition of what the Torah would say even before looking, even though they know they're going to look for it, they're going to find it inside, but there's a halachic intuition. Like Rashi says in Parshas Tetzaveh, Rashi says, I have no idea what the ephod looked like. No idea. And then he quotes, V'libi omer li, my heart tells me, and then he has a 25-line Rashi, exactly what the ephod looked like. Well, he didn't know what the ephod looked like. How does he writing a 25-line Rashi? The answer is Rashi had a halachic intuition that he felt that he knew what exactly the Torah would be saying. Along these lines, I don't think he quoted it, but there's another beautiful source of the Ran, we have a commentary of the Ran, the great Ran, Rabbi Nonisim on Bereishis. And on Bereishis and Parshas Vayera on the Akedah, none of the Yomo, last week was Rosh Hashanah, on the Akedah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kach no es pinchas yichidcha asher ahavta es yischa. Kach no. Says the Ran, Ein no. Elo lashon bakasha, as Chazal say, no is a lashon of please, please. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, says the Ran, never commanded Avraham to do the Akedah. He said, I'd appreciate it. He was megala his das. He said, you know, I would really love it if you do it. Kach na, and that made the tzivui even greater. He wasn't even commanded. He was just told this is what Hashem would appreciate. He knew it, and he still did it. That's the level of Nisuin. Right, kach na es pinchas yichidcha. Okay, all of those relate to the issue of erisin versus nisuin. Okay, we continue. Achos lanu sil darshin. Once we're darshining psukim in from Shira Shirim, we got into this with the husband and father relationship. So we darshin a couple more psukim. Today is more of an agadic daf. Achos lanu ktana v'shadayim ein la. My sister is young and shadayim, breast she does not have. Amar of Yochanan. On a symbolic level, Shadayim symbolize being able to teach, being able to give milk, being able to support and feed, not just for oneself, but for others. Amar Rabbi Yochanan zu Elam, shezachza lilmod v'lo zachza lelamed. Elam was a city that they were zochet to learn, but they weren't zochet to teach. Rashi says that was a city of Daniel, that they learned, but they weren't able to teach. Ani choma v'shadai kemigdalos. I am a wall, and my shadayim are like towers. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ani choma zu Torah. V'shadai kemigdalos elu tamidei chachamim. They're like towers, tamidei chachamim. Tamidei chachamim have special power. That's why one of the achronim say, a tower is able to see. If you stand on the top of the tower, you can see very far what you can't see standing on the ground. If you're in a tower, you can see very far down, but you can't see on the ground. So sometimes our leaders are able to see see what will be. Roas Hanolad, even though we, standing on regular ground, we won't be able to see it, but they could be Roas Hanolad, and that's why we have to ask them advice throughout our lives. V'rava Amar, Ani Choma, Zuknesis Yisrael. Vishadaike Migdalos, Elo Bati Knesios, Bati Midrashos. The Jews and the Migdalos, which are the shuls and the Bati Medrash, that they themselves afford us protection. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tov, Yamar Rav, Mai Dechsiv, Asher Baneinu Kinitiim Migudalim Bin Urehem. Our children are like Nitiim saplings, Migudalim Bin Urehem, that grow from their youth. Bin Osenu Kizavios Mechutavos Tavnes Heichal. Our daughters are like strong zavios, corners, tavnes heichal, like the structure of the heichal. What does that mean? Asher baneinu kinitiim elu bachure Yisrael shelotam utam chet. These are the bachurim that never did anything wrong, right, from their young days. Binoseinu kizavios elu psulas Yisrael sheogdos pischein lebaleihem. These are psulas Yisrael that close off their psachim. To close off their openings for their husbands. What does that mean? Rashi has two days here. Pre or post-marriage? Rashi says, first day, pre-marriage. Sos was pischei and ashe mizdachikos lebalei. And they save themselves for their husbands. Vena nevalos lacherim, number one. And number two, lashen acher, after marriage. B'shas nida. Shemagidos pischei and shal nida lebaleihen. Lifrosh mehen v'af apisha ta'avasan rabah. Even though they have great taiva in both these cases, but still, they are able to close themselves off, and that's the kedusha of a bas Yisrael. V'chein hu omer umalu kimizrak kizavios mizbeach. Umalu, they're full. They're full of taiva, like a mizrak kizavios mizbeach, and still they're able to control. V'iba yisema v'ayter mehacha mizaveinu mileim mefike mizan alzan. Another pasuk where you see zavios, or that shorish, has to do with being full of taiva, and they're able to control themselves. Mechutavos tavnes hecho elu ve'elu ma'alein alein akasav kilu nivne hecho b'yemehen. Somebody's able to control themselves, and even though it's a private, personal act of heroism, so to speak, still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, as if you built a Beis HaMikdash, as if you built a hecho, because you have the pasuk of mechutavos binyan hecho in the same pasuk that is referring to this tremendous feat. Okay, I think we mentioned in the past the beautiful Maharal at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Maharal talking about Gili Arayas, which is a reference to the Pasakia. The Maharal says, why is it that the big three, Maharal in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, why is it that the big three Averos are those? Right, we had earlier, Psachim and Sanhedrin. The big three, Gili Arayas, Shvichas, Lama, Avodah Zarah, why Dafka only those three and not Shabbos, not more than that? So suggest the Maharal, those three are Keneged, the three pillars which the world stands on. And therefore, Torah Avod and Gvilas Chasadim, and therefore, if we violate any of these Averas, then we're undermining the pillars. Right? Which ones are parallel? Two out of three are easy. Avodah Zarah and Avodah. Murder and Gemilas Chesed. And that his chiddush is Torah and Gili Arayis are also opposite. Gili Arayis is the most animalistic, most earthly, physical, mundane act that we can be involved in. And Torah is the most sublime, the most uplifted experience that we can be involved in. And that's what the Gemara here is reflecting, that Gili Arayis overcoming in that area is a tremendous feat. Vayter. Dvar Hashem asher haya el Hoshea v'chulu. Once we're talking about Hoshea, so we discuss him more. Bimei Uziyahu Yotam achaz Yechizkiyo Malchi Yehuda Beperech Echa Nisnabu Dalad Nevi'im. Four Nevi'im overlapped. V'gadol shebekulan Hoshea. Hoshea was the greatest. Shene'emar Tchilas Dvar Hashem b'Hoshea. Right, it was the beginning of Hoshea. But we darshan that he was the greatest. V'chiba Hoshea Dibar Tchila. Was he the earliest out of the group? And then was he the first? Falomi Moshe ad Hoshea kama neviim. There were many before Hoshea. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tchila la'arba neviim shenisnabu b'oso aperek. It means he was the greatest of the four that were neviim at the same time period. V'elu hein Hoshea Yeshayahu Amos u'micha. He's only called a minor prophet based on quantity and not on quality. We call the 12 minor prophets, one of which we read a whole sefer yesterday in Yonah, Hoshea, Yoel, Amos. Those are minor because of the size of their books. They're not minor because of the quality of the Nevi'im that they were. So that's why Hoshea is listed first here. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Hashem. So now we talk about a conversation that Hashem had with Hoshea. Right? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Hoshea, Banecha chatu, your children have sinned. Am Yisrael have sinned. What should he have said? Banecha heim. What, they're my children? They're not your children. Banecha heim, they're your children. Bnei chanunecha heim. They're the children of the ones who you showed favor to. Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. They're your children. They're Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov's children. Galgel rachamecha aleihem. Please give them rachmanus. That's what he should have done. Lo dayo shalom markach. Not only did he not say that, Ela amr lefanav ribono shel olam, kol ha'olam shelchahu. Hashem, look, you're the creator. Havir mumacheres. Get rid of them. They're so bad. Just get a new nation. That's what he responds to them. Amrak, let's stop there for a minute. Who did not do this, or who did do this? One of my favorite Gemara's to quote. Gemara in Shabbos, Peites. Right? He can't blame Hoshea. Two of the Avos did the same thing. Remember, Shabbos Peites in the Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the Avos and says, will say, Lo Asid Lavo, Yomer Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Avram Banecha Chatuli. Right? Your children have sins. Omer Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam Yimacha HaKadosh HaShemecha. Same thing that Hoshea said. He says, okay, I'll try a different Av. He goes to Yaakov. He says, Banecha Chatuli, Ribono Shel Olam Yimacha HaKadosh HaShemecha. So the grandfather didn't work, the grandson didn't work. Finally, Yitzchak, he's the only one. Yitzchak Avinu, he says, Yitzchak, Banecha Chatuli, Amr Lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam, Banai Velo Banecha. What, they're my kids and not your kids? Like when a parent is very upset at a child, they say to the husband, says to the wife, your daughter, what, it's your daughter, it's not my daughter. Yeah, this is your genes over here. It's your genes. So this is Yitzchak said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're your children as much as my children. Right, but didn't you say at Bini Bechari Yisrael at our Sinai? And now all of a sudden you're disclaiming that they're yours. And then he goes through the whole math, if you remember. How long does a person live? 70 years. 35 years of sleeping. And then 17 and a half years are eating and drinking and davening. So what's left? Okay, you take half and I'll take half. And if not, I'll take everything. I was okay myself. That's the beautiful Gemara. But there you see, Hoshea is in good company here. Right, with Avram and Yaakov. Just Yitzchak was able to be... overcome. But either way, this is the Gemara. So he says to get rid of them. Says the Ben Yehoya, actually, let's do the next line first. Says the Gemara, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'as el Zakein Zeh, what am I going to do with this old man? Amar lo, Leich v'kach Isha Zona, Hashem wants to show Hoshea that just like you, Hoshea, you think that Bnei Yisrael did have Avodah Zarah, so it's easy to get rid of them? I'm going to show you it's hard to get rid of them, even someone who has only a semi-relationship with, and somebody who is, you say they were mezaneh from me, but I'll give you another example. Omer, elech v'kach isha zona v'holu l'cha banim zrunim, go and have an isha zona, and you know you will have children with her, v'yachar gach omer lo shalcheh amyal panecha, and then send her away. If you think it's easy, even in that situation, to send away a woman who you have a relationship with, so too I will send away the Jewish people. Why do you call him a zakein? This old man, says the Ben Yoyada, maybe he's trying to be malamid zchus. Maybe he's old, so it's b'teva, he's lost some of his patience, he's lost some of his rachmanis. Right, that's why a dayan can't be such an old man because he doesn't have rachmanis anymore. So he says, "Hol shu zakin betivo shel zakin liyaz rucho kitzara vein lo arichas apayim lehismatein ulahamik bedavar limsolem zechus v'sanigaria." So he says, maybe that's what must be what's his problem because he has that attitude. Either way, shneamar vayomer Hashem el Hoshea leich v'kach lecha eishes nunim. Gomer Bastivlayim. She goes to find Zona. Gomer Bastivlayim. Who is that Gomer? Why does she have such an unusual name? Amaravsha, call Gomer Ba. It means she was with a lot of people. Bastivlayim, Diba Ra'a, Bazdiba Ra'a. It means, right, Div Layim, Rashi says, Shte Dibos, Dome Bazdome. Meaning it's, she has this in her family. V'shmuel amar shemituka b'fiakol kidvela, or she is sweet to everyone like a sweet fig. It means that she was a major zona. For Rabbi Yochanan amar shakol dashim b'kidvela, many trample in her. Davar acher or gomer, a different shot. Amar Rabbi Yehuda shebikshu ligmar mamona shal Yisrael b'yameha. The money of the Jewish people was almost finished in her days. Rabbi Yochanan amar bazazu vigamru. It was shenemar ki yibdam melech aram vayisemim kafar ladush. Okay, either way, this was the woman Gomer Bastivloyim. Vatar vatel lo bein, and Hoshea had a couple of children with this woman. Vayomer Hashem elav. Hashem told him what to name all these children. Kara shemo Yisrael. Ki od ma'at vakavti es demei Yisrael al beis Yehu v'hishbati mamluchus beis Yisrael. I'm going to get rid of beis Yisrael. I will cause to arrest v'hishbati. I will destroy. That's the first child is going to be called Yisrael. Rashi says it's from the lashon of being zoreh, winnowing them and spreading them out all over the land. Fatar od batelet bas vayomer lo krashma lo ruchama. Call her no compassion. Ki lo osif od arachem es beis Yisrael, because I will not have more compassion. Ki naso esa lahem. Right, I will not have more compassion. I've had enough. I've had enough. Right, Hoshea, I'm doing what you told me to do. Vatar vatelet bain. Another one. Vayomer krashmo lo ami ki atem lo ami. Vanochi lo e yelachem. These are the three names: Yisrael, lo ami, and lo ruchama. La'akar shenod lo shnei banu masachas. After he has these children. Right, you should have been like Moshe. What do you mean like Moshe? Shekivan shedi bartimo pireish bino isha. From when I started talking to Moshe Rabbeinu at our Sinai, he was poresh from his wife. So afatav b'dolas b'chamimena. You should have been poresh. Hoshea should have been poresh. What, every navi? Only Moshe Rabbeinu. All the achronim ask on this. What was the havamina? There's a lot of parallels between Hoshea and Moshe. So again, the Ben Yoyada says, Makshim, V'chi ha-Neviim she-kadmu lo, lamdu kazos mi-Moshe Rabbeinu l'fosh v'nisha. Every Navi between Moshe and Hoshea. V'nirali says, no, b'siyata d'shmaya. V'bnei de'efshar lomar ha-deshar Neviim lo lamdu mi-Moshe Rabbeinu l'fosh hainu d'talu b'daitam. Why did the other Neviim say that, well, Moshe Rabbeinu is different, and we don't have to do that. Why? Because they felt maybe hayaroi sheyifrosh mipnei sheishto haisa giores vein roi lenavi kadosh elokim sheizakek leisha giores. Once you became Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, not even JFB, Jewish from birth, right? They have to, maybe it's not appropriate. That's how they felt themselves, that maybe we don't have to do it. Only Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lachin heim shahaylem nashim yuchasa shem Yisrael lo pirshu. Kasher matzinu to Aaron shayakohen gadol v'navi. V'chein shahar neviim shalo pirshu. Right, even Aaron HaKohen. What was Avamina? But Hoshea had an isha zona shim uso geruah migiores elef pa'amim. 1,000 times worse. Hashem told you to marry her, now get rid of her. Right? Maybe that's why Dafka, he says this to, you're right, I commanded you, but now it's time to be finished. Right? Because that's the whole svara, you think Moshe Rabbeinu is different. So why not? Okay, there's another difference. Moshe Rabbeinu had nevuah every moment. He had to be ready, like one of the Rambam's differences. The four differences, the Rambam writes, based on Pesukim and Parshas Baal Oscha, the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im, one of them was that Moshe had to be ready all the time. Because sometimes Hashem decided that it's time right now without any Hachana. He had to be in a state of Hachana. Mashenkin, all other Nevi'im, they were lying down, they were sleeping, they saw a vision, so Moshe had to be ready. But that's not discussed here. Either way, that's the claim that Hashem says to Hoshea. So he says, why not? According to Ben Yoyada, I don't think he's concluding anything. He's just saying this was their svara, and Hashem didn't argue with that svara. So it could be that only a Moshe Rabbeinu and a Gioris. Amar lo Rabbona Shalolam, but Hoshea says back, Yesh li banim imena. What do you mean? But I have kids with her. Vein ani yacholo tziyav lo vagarsha. I can't divorce her. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uma atasha ishtacha zona, Ubanecha b'nei znunim, V'ein atayodea im shalacha hein, in shalachirim hein. You don't even know if these kids are yours. B'kach Yisrael, Shehem b'nei b'chuni, b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Echad, me'arba kinyanim, shekadisi b'olami. These are my children. These are one of the special kinyanim that I have in the world. You're telling me to divorce them. Right, and by the way, the Gemara says, what are the four kinyanim? We'll get there in a second. But the Me'iri says here, you see from this, you don't need the Me'iri to say this, but you see from this Gemara, Gerishin is so much worse when there are children involved. That's what Hoshea is saying. Gerishin is so much worse, he says, Rachman al-Itzlan. But he says, that's what he is saying here. Kamakashin Gerishin, Hitiru l'yachid v'latiru l'garish, v'komakam kosh yesh lo l'adam banim emena, hadavar mechur b'yoser. And that's what Hoshea is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hashem answers him that, you know, these are one of my four kinyanim in the world. What are the four kinyanim? Torah kinyan echad, dechsiv Hashem kanani reishis darko, shemayim va'aretz kinyan echad, dechsiv kone shemayim va'aretz, beis hamigdash kinyan echad, dechsiv harezekansa yemino, yisrael kinyan echad, dechsiv am zukanisa. So that was parenthetical. V'yata marta havir bu'uma cheres. So Shea, can you say for me to get rid of them? Derech agav, you also see from here that the word kinyan does not mean acquisition. Sometimes a person opens up the first parak in Kiddushin. Ha'isha nikneis b'shalosha drachim. Oh, you're buying a woman? What? Hashem bought the world. How much did he buy it for? Right, Hashem bought Yisrael. Hashem bought the Torah? No. Kinyan means there's a status. Ha'isha nikneis means the woman's status has changed. She becomes an Eish HaZish. A woman's status is affected in marriage. That's what kinyan. When I buy something, then it becomes mine. It's the status. The Hashem owns the world. That's what it means, kone. Hashem, you know, has a relationship with the Torah. That's what it means. That's what the Lashon of Kinyan means. And acquisition is just one example. Weiter. Kivan sheyada shechata. So once Hoshea realized that he was wrong, Amal levakish rachim imal atzmo. He starts davening, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad she'ata mevakish rachim imal atzmecha, vakish rachim imal Yisrael. So before you, daven for them. Shegazarti aleihem shalosh gzeiros b'avurecha. Right, there are three gzeiros, right? I said lo rechama, I said lo ami, and I said Yisrael. So amarim b'kish rachimim. U'bitel gzeira, v'hizchel avarchan. Okay, he davened, he had the power to get rid of the gzeiros because they were all because of him. So he got rid of them, and he started giving them a bracha, Shneamar, V'haya mispar b'nei Yisrael kachol hayam v'chulu, they should be like the sand, V'haya b'makom ha'shei ye'amer lahem, lo ami atem, yomar lahem b'ni kael chai. Right, all these psukim are alluding to the conversation that took place. V'nikmetsu b'nei Yehuda u'b'nei Yisrael yachtav v'chulu. Right, they'll be gathered. It's the opposite of Yisrael. Uzrati ali ba'aretz v'richamti eis lo ruchama v'yamarti lo ami Ami Ata. Right, that is the story with Hoshea, which we got into because we started talking about husbands and the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ourselves based on the earlier psukim. Period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oy la l'rabanus shemekaveres es ba'aleha. Woe to the rabbinate that buries its people who are involved in it. It's a difficult job. What does that mean? Rashi says, on the actually, we'll get to the Rashi. Let's continue. She'en lecha navi v'navi. We don't have. There's no navi. Shalo kipech arba malacha b'yamav. Every navi outlasted four kings, meaning the kings, you know, that were involved in tzorchei tzibur, in leadership. Rabbanus might not hear my rabbanus. It might just be in positions of authority, right? So every navi outlasted them. Shneamar chazoni she'ob and amotz. Asher chaza Yehuda v'Yerushalayim v'chulu. And in the v'chulu, he talks about all the different malachim that Yishayahu she'ob lived with. Period. It's fascinating. I saw in the Margolius Ashas, he quotes here from the Chassam Sofer. He quotes, where is it? He quotes, why is it Mikaveres as Ba'aleha? So he quotes, V'yesh lefarish, ki arabanis enes raris elo lefnim, avo be'emes hi avdus lahatzibor. Right, a person thinks it's a position above, but it's really avdus. Like the Gemara said, if you buy an eved, you're really buying a master. V'eno ben chorin la'asos kechefso, ki be'echrech yaseh ratzon arabim shihu rav aleihem. What does that mean? That you lose your own personal identity. Why? Mekaveres is ba'aleha, says the Chassam Sofer. Because somebody in the Tzorchei Tzibur has to show a different face to every person. Some people need this personality, and some people need that personality, and some people need this. The Hayoshu Tzara called Pamlo Bosh Tsura, Velifsho Tsura, Upanamish Tanos, Kikrum Tadir, Nimsashu Ma'abedis Mahu Toha Atzmis. Interesting. Says the Chassam Sofer, you lose yourself because you're constantly pleasing everyone around. Weiter. Amar Rav Yochanan ibn Mazacha Yeravim ben Yoash, Melech Yisrael. Lihimanos in Malcha Yehuda. Why was Yeravim Zochet to be listed with the Malcha Yehuda? Bibnei Shalom Kibel Lashon Hara al Amos. He was not Makabal Lashon Hara al Amos. Right? Yisrael Lashon Hara is not only saying it, but accepting it. Mi Nalan de Imni. How do I know that which Pasuk tells me that he was amongst the Malcha Yehuda? The Pasuk says, Devar Hashem Asher Haya El Hoshea Ben Be'eri, B'imei Uziyo Yotam Achaz Yechizkiyo Malchi Yehuda, U'b'imei Yeravim Ben Yoash Malchi Yisrael, U'minola Delokiba Lashon Hara. So you see Yeravim is listed there with the Malchi Yehuda. How do you know he wasn't Makabel? Tachsiv, Vayishlach Amatz Yakoen Beit El Yeravim Melech Yisrael Limar, Kasher Olecha V'chulu. He's gathered against you. Tachsiv, Kiko Amar Amos Bacherev Yamus Yeravim V'chulu Amar Chas V'shalom Amar Osa Tzadikach. Right, this tzaddik, no way. Ve'im amar ma'ezelo. And if he did say it, so what am I supposed to do about it? Shechina amrlo. Right? He must just be a pawn of God. Even if he did say it. Parenthetically, the Gemara does say elsewhere. We just had Som Gedalia. The Gemara says in Maseches Nida that Gedalia was partially blamed for his own death because he was told that Yishmael wanted to kill him, to assassinate him, and he said, nah, he was not on Kav Schlus, totally. And he didn't even take precautions. He should have at least taken precautions, even if he didn't accept. So the Gemara here doesn't say that, but it must be that he didn't accept it. Maybe he did take precautions, if the Gemara is so praiseworthy about what he did. But he said, eventually, if it's going to happen, he's just a pawn of God. Right, as it was meant to happen. It was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Abelazar, Afilu B'shas Kashal Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zohar Ezer Rachamim, even when Hashem is angry, as Rachmanis on Hashanei Amar, Kilo Osif Od HaRachim Es Beis Yisrael, as was said, I'm not going to have any more Rachmanis. Meaning he didn't say he's going to get angry, I'm just going to have not so much Rachmanis, which isn't as bad as having Kaas. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Amar, Mehacha, Kidaso, Esa Lahem, I will carry them. Period. V'yamar Abelazar lo higla Kadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael lebein haumos. Once we're talking about Golus, Hashem sent us into Golus ella kidei sheyitosvu aleihem geirim. Wow. One of the reasons, the deep reason we went into Golus was to bring the geirim. As alpi Kabbalah, the Yitzotos HaKadusha that are in Golus, we were sent out. The Mefarshim explained that it wasn't that we were always supposed to. If we wouldn't have gone into Golus, we would have been so strong in Eretz Yisrael, we would have been like a magnet, they would have come by themselves. But now that we're not on that level, we had to go into Golus to be Meirim and lift up the Nitzotzos HaKadusha of those who are supposed to come to us. That's what the Normally Melech speaks about. We would have been a magnet, but now we're in Parshas Yisro. He says, "Ki anitzos akadosh yeshno bumosu ma'orer osam lizgayer hu katan ma'od." Ve'in maspik koach lasiyas libam sheyavo me'atzmam le'eretz Yisrael lizgayer. Rak bazeh sheYisrael nimsoim beinayim, so they could take the nitzotzos with them as they are there. Shenemar is ratia liba aretz. This doesn't mean that I should stay in Golus. Just means that it's going to come memela for Jews out there. Klumata zareas adam zareas sa'ah el hachlis kamakurin. So we are planted in Golus. So if we're planted in Golus, obviously you plant in order to reap. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mehacha, Verichamti Yatzashar Lo Ruchama. Period. That's the connection. Period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rav Shim Mayachoy, Mai Dichsiv Al Talshein Evet El Adonav, Peni Kalelcha V'yashamta, Viksiv Dor Aviv Yikalel Vesimo Lo Yivarech. What does that mean? Mishim Dor Aviv Yikalel Vesimo Lo Yivarech Al Talshein. What's the connection between those two psukim? Because he didn't give a bracha to the parents, Al Talshein, Ela Filu Dor Sha'aviv Yikalel Vesima Lo Yivarech, Al Talshein Aved El Adonav. Still, even with all the Lashon Hara and bad things going on, still do not repeat it, Minalan Mi Hoshea. Right? Even though Bnei Yisrael were sinners, right, he shouldn't say Lashon Hara on them. Amar Avoshi Amai Dechsev, Tzidkas Pirzono Bi Yisrael. Right, the pasuk by Dvorah, stuck us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yisrael, Shepizron Lebeinu Umos, Galus is a blessing, it's not a good thing, but it's a blessing in disguise. V'hainu da'am aleyahu mina lebi chanina, anan ma'alina minayichu. The heretic says, we're better than you. Why? Ksiv b'chu, ki sheshes chadashim yashav sham. He was there for 6 months, and all of Edom was destroyed in 6 months. Bechulu, v'inyanan isnaichu gaban kamashani, v'lo kavdinu lechumidi. And we're with you, this Min says, we're with you Jews so many years, and we don't do anything to you. So we're amazing. Right? Edom got destroyed very quickly. If we wanted to destroy you, we could have. But we don't. You see how great we are. So amar lo, ritzonchi itaba v'lecha tamar echad. I'm not even going to answer you, says Rabbi Chanina. I'll let my student answer you. Nitva le Rabbi Yoshia, Omar le, Mishum de lo yaditu hechatavdu. You just don't know how to get rid of the Jewish problem. That's why. You would, if you could. But you don't know why. Tichlin in Kulu. You want to destroy all of them here, les nu gabaychu. All the Jews don't live here, so you can't do it. My di'ika gabaychu. You want to destroy the Jews. Why by the Jews that are here? But then there are other Jews elsewhere. They'll go to the media, and they'll spread bad things about you. Kari luchu, they'll call you malchusa kitiyasa. Because they'll call you a cut kingdom. If there are other Jews elsewhere, so you can't destroy all of them, there'll still be some that will defend. So Amar le, says this Min, Gafa de Romai, I swear by the wall of the Romans. I swear in the name of the Romans. Bahanach Tinan Basal Kinan. That's exactly what we're trying to figure out. We go down and up. That's what we think about all day and night. How to get rid of the Jewish problem, and that's exactly right. We wish we could, but just the Metzias is that we can't right now. Again, Rachman al-Islam, that is what that many are thinking. We just can't We just can't, we don't fathom what they're thinking. Just to end with, one time, a priest once came to Rav Chaim Ivalazhin, and he says, based on the pasuk in Hallel, Haluas Hashem kol goyim shabchu kol ubim ki gavar aleinu chasto. Because ki gavar aleinu chasto, because Hashem has rachmanis on us, so that is why kol goyim, the goyim are gonna, Haluas Hashem kol goyim? That's the connection. So yes, the priest asked Rav Chaim Ivalazhin. Rav Chaim Ivalazhin said it's simple. He says, we don't know half the things that you're planning on us. Half the things that you're planning on us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thwarts your plans even before we know it. So when Hashem ultimately saves us, so you're going to praise even more than we will, because you'll know exactly what you planned on us, and Hashem will save us even from that. That's Haluas Hashem kol goyim, ki gavar aleinu chasto. That's exactly what's being referred to in this Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue in the coming days with the next daf.